views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. It's great to be with you. I'm Steve Kramer.
And I'm Tim Darter.
And today we are going to be talking about animal medicine, animal spirit guides, and aligning with their inherent powers. I'm so excited to do this show, and I've been wanting to have our special guest, Dorothy Stone, on to talk about this for so long. But first, I'd like to tell you a bit about the step within Spirit Fire's meditation practice. The goal of our radio show is to show ways in which certain tools and lessons that we learn when we're meditating, when we're learning a meditation practice, ways that we can bring those tools into our everyday life. And this week at Spirit Fire, we are working with this step called asana. So asana really means your form. It means your posture. And we can align ourselves to many things. Asana can also mean, you know, what am I aligned to? And we can actually align ourselves to an energetic that will give us lots of information about our day, or actually help us through the day, give us insights about, where we stand in a certain situation, or if we would want to align to a certain energy that can bring us a certain resolve to a situation that we might not, you know, really know quite how to handle, or might want a little support with that situation. So animals are a wonderful way to do that. They are so expressive. They've got such a sort of beingness, and in essence, they express very specific qualities. And in aligning to them, we can kind of assume those qualities ourselves. What I love about this step in the practice is it's a choice. It's not unlike the step smile. We can choose to smile and see everything change. We can also choose to align. We can choose to be upright and aligned with certain energies and watch everything change around us. So Dorothy's going to be with us today. Tim, tell us a little bit about Dorothy. We'll introduce her.
Sure. So if for frequent listeners, Dorothy joined our show back in October when we talked about the healing power of Ho'oponopono.
That was a great show.
Yeah. And so Dorothy's a native Vermonter, and she's grown up with a keen appreciation for the natural world. And her connection with nature fostered at an early age an interest in the great mysteries in life and how energy affects all of life and our healing processes. And she does a really cool artistic talent of painting Native American drums with animal spirit guides, which we're going to hear about today.
Yeah. So Dorothy, welcome.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to be with you today. So thank you to you, Steve and Tim, and Spirit Fire Radio for this opportunity.
Well, you know, I just want to just get right into animal medicine. Now, just tell us, this word medicine, actually, just to start off, we often hear this word animal medicine. And so, you know, you are certainly keyed into the animal kingdom and its healing powers. So healing medicine, where does that phrase come from, animal medicine?
Well, I think it comes from the living awareness of the energetic qualities and the pure spirit essence that we all have within our beings, and every living thing has that. Animal medicine has very deep roots in indigenous cultures who live in communion with the natural world. And you spoke so beautifully about asana and the practice of living awareness and being in alignment. And, you know, that's something that we need to pay more attention to, especially in our culture, because we've lost much of our connection to the natural world. And many of us live without an awareness of that connection or the qualities that living in harmony with the natural world, what those qualities can bring us and how they can feed us, how they can provide us these spiritual nutrients that are like medicine.
I just saw today on a little video clip, it was a mock of sort of modern day medicine ads, you know, that sort of tell you all of the sort of side effects of this medicine. And it was actually nature. And they were saying, ask your doctor if nature would be good for you. And it just goes to show how checked out we really are, that there's so much in the natural world that we could turn to and that could really help us out quite a bit. I hear you that it's something we could use.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, our modern science, and certainly within the realms of the quantum physics realm, is really supporting this greater awareness of our connection with all things, because, you know, they're saying, you know, that every atom has consciousness here. So, I think one of the key components to increasing your own awareness of this connection to the natural world is really simply paying attention.
Well, I love that you say atoms and that every atom has consciousness. It sort of gave me this little bleep of insight that, you know, we're really made of nature. And I think sometimes we as human beings forget that we're the kids on this planet. We've got so much to learn. You know, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, they've been here a long time before us. And if there is sort of consciousness in the atoms that we're created of, those atoms have been the consciousness of a plant, of an animal, of the mineral kingdom for eons, longer than we can even imagine. And we're actually made up of that. They're quite literally in our nature, huh?
Really, everything within our natural world and everything with, you know, within the universe, you know, we're receiving the photonic energy of the universe on a daily basis. And those, you know, that photonic energy is part of our physical makeup.
Yeah.
So we are all connected in all ways. And you know, that's a beautiful part of our communication process. How do we communicate with Earth and all of her kingdoms, whether it's, you know, the plant realm or the animal kingdom, the mineral realm, you know, the winged ones, the creepy crawlers, the serpentine energies, and the elemental consciousness that's held therein.
We certainly can use some of what they have to offer. And I find that we can actually use it in a very complex way. You know, even if we just look to the animal kingdom, you know, we certainly could use some of their skills. There are animals that are great builders. We think of beaver medicine. There are animals that are great observers. There are animals that exhibit gentleness. Some very forceful. We think of badger medicine. Some have great fertility, some great adaptability. So, you know, there are all of these qualities that we could sort of find within ourselves if we were to align to them, or if we were to sort of meditatively become aware of what energies are around us. So there is such a thing as a totem. And, you know, we each have these, not only can we, I would say, open up to the energies around us, but inherently we have these totems that in the Native American tradition, correct? You're born with these, yeah?
I think that you can be born with certain totems. I think you can acquire totems throughout your lifetime based on what your life experience is. And I believe that animal spirits come to you in a timely manner in relation to what you are needing, what is the medicine that you are needing, and what you can learn from that bird or that animal.
I'm curious, when we see the actual images of a totem, you know, it took me a while to realize that they were actually, a lot of them, animal figures, like an owl or an antelope mm-hmm. or a buffalo. Mm-hmm. So that's not necessarily, from your perspective, that's sort of representational of an individual?
Well, I just want to quote here from Ted Andrews' book, Animal Speak, which is a wonderful book and reference for anyone that is ready to dive into this whole realm and, gain a greater understanding of animal medicine. And he describes a totem is any natural object, being, or animal to whose phenomena and energy we feel closely associated with during our life. And I believe that animal spirits or totems can come to us in many ways. And some people know, they have that deep aligned sense that, oh, I am so into whales. I just resonate with them. Or you might start having experiences with certain animals, or you might notice, that hawk has come into your presence, several times within a month or so, and you start noticing and you start paying attention.
Awareness, huh?
Yeah, like, hawk, why are you coming to me? What do you have to teach me? You might have a specific thought or experience, and boom, hawk shows up. And that's, usually important that you pay attention to, what was your thought or experience at that time, and why is hawk showing up at this time?
Dorothy, I hate to cut you off.
We're
going to go to a break. And when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about what animals have showed up in your life. So more on that. We'll be right back with Spirit Fire Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where today we're talking with Dorothy Stone.
We're talking about animal medicine. And before the break, we were talking about awareness, simply expanding and opening your awareness up to include all that there is in the natural world that might be sending us messages. Is it a hawk? Perhaps it's a deer. Just looking around and paying attention. And animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, mineral kingdom, they all have so much to offer us in terms of informing us about the world around us. Dorothy, before the break, you were talking about this amazing book. I actually have it right in front of me because it's one of my favorites. It's by Ted Andrews, and it's called Animal Speak. And anybody who's interested in animal spirit guides, animal medicine, what the natural world might be telling us, what to look out for, how to create your own totem. Ted Andrews is the author, and it's a great book. So speaking of totems, Dorothy, I'd love to hear about some of the animals that you would include in your personal totem.
Yes, I would love to share with you about that. And before I do, we had been talking about paying attention to the natural world and our experience within the natural world. And I just wanted to read one more sentence from Ted's book. Mm-hmm. And it's about paying attention. When we pay attention to and acknowledge a nature totem, we are honoring the essence that lies behind it. We are opening up and attuning to that essence. We can then use it to understand our own life circumstances more clearly. We can share in its power or medicine. And I love that so much. It's such a deep expression of our connection to the natural world. And really, it speaks to a level of communication that we can gain from our experiences through nature. And I've certainly racked up a number of those experiences in my lifetime. And I would say within the past, 15 years anyway, I really have developed a keen appreciation for animal medicine. And I also like to say our medicine allies, those within the animal kingdom that we can align with for teaching and for support. And that's a very powerful connection that has been experienced within indigenous cultures throughout time.
I love that word ally. That's great.
Yeah.
It sort of puts them right beside you. I love that.
Exactly.
I picture them and their energy walking by your side, which is a lovely way to approach that indeed.
Exactly. So when your allies start showing up, That is when you really want to pay attention. So, you know, I've had experiences with a number of, you know, within the bird realm and within the animal realm. And I also want to just add here that some of my most profound medicine allies have come to me in the dream time. So any of you that have animals that appear in your dreams, birds or anything that really is animate and is somehow speaking to you, whether it's, you know, through some kind of verbal communication or just through a sensual sensing perspective, those are very, very important experiences. And I would say that my dream time has led me into deeper and deeper communion with my animal guides and allies within my meditative practice.
And what might some of those be, or if that's not too personal, I'd love to hear some of the actual allies that you've got going on.
Right. I think my earliest experiences were with Hawk. I found that when my father passed, that a male cardinal would show up at the most amazing times. And I had this deep sense that, you know, that when Cardinal showed up, that it was somehow my dad bringing me some new level of awareness to whatever my experience or situation was. And I think that that's a very common experience for people sometimes who have loved ones that pass, that there is oftentimes some greater experience through birds. So I had very early experience with fox and a fox family when I was building a cabin out in the woods many, many years ago. I have had profound shamanic experience with owl, and, you know, that was one that really kind of blew me away. I was in a small sound sanctuary in the middle of this forest and was looking out a large window, and an owl flew out of the tree and literally hovered in front of the glass, like in front of me. And I felt like there was this very powerful exchange that happened where I was getting a giant dose of owl medicine. And, you know, those are the kind of experiences that you take to heart. And then, you know, it really sort of propels you to read more about owl and the meaning of owl and, you know, what's up with that.
I'd love for a second to just name these animals that you've mentioned. And I'm wondering if you could just sort of, with a breath, come up with a word that would sort of, their sort of meaning to you or the message to you. Like, for instance, hawk.
Hawk is really about visionary power. It's about having that long range view.
Nice. And, you know, we use hawk a lot in the meditation practice where the hawk will sort of just float on the air, you know, just glide on the air. And it's that feeling of really being on top and just really floating and having that steady, steady view. And often it's the messenger, the hawk. And so cardinal, I'd love to hear, is there a word that comes to mind with cardinal?
You know, I will have to look that one up for you, Steve,
even just that comes to mind with you, like I think of regal and I sort of think of you know, and that in that it's your father, there's something there of that sort of the father figure being that sort of guide.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's about, I'm just referring to Ted's book now. It's about renewed vitality through recognizing self-importance. Mm. And, you know, that's pretty meaningful to me. Pretty meaningful message.
Yeah, to get from one's father.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we really do carry on, you know, our message, and we've got so much of our parents in us, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, right. And
oh, sorry. So,
owl medicine, you know, it's about magic and the great mystery. That's all also about night vision. I've had profound experiences with eagle, which is about illumination of spirit and healing and creative forces. Heron is a beautiful totem, and that's a lot about self-reflection and more of internal perspective. And, you know, heron stands on one leg and is sort of independent, steady.
Steady.
Yeah.
Dorothy, we're gonna go to another break, and
okay.
See these animals, because I know your work, I picture these animals on drums. Dorothy is just a magnificent artist, and she puts so much beautiful energy of these animals into these beautiful handmade drums. So I want to talk about that a bit when we
come back.
Great. So we'll be right back.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are talking about aligning with animal energies with Dorothy Stone. She is a healing facilitator, and she is a wonderful artist. We've had the pleasure of having Dorothy here at Spirit Fire Retreat Center many times with shamanic sound retreats. And Dorothy creates these incredible drums. I can't say more how beautiful they are. I'm personally a lover of animals. And when she comes with her partner, Zakiya, they've got all of these amazing instruments and amazing drums. And they're all on the walls, and there's wolves, and there's bisons, there's jaguar, Dorothy the jaguar. Just beautiful, beautiful drums. And it's so interesting, the timeliness of this radio show, because right now at the center, we've got a few guests here who just finished a retreat in Vermont with Dorothy and Zakiya. And I went into our main meditation room, and lo and behold, sitting on the floor just this morning before we're going to do this show is this gorgeous drum that's covered in bees, like honeybees. And so I was about to grab this beautiful guest, Christine, by the ear and say, "You're going to come be a guest on our show with the rest of us." And she declined. She didn't really want to go live, but she told me the story of this drum and that she had always had bees coming to her. She said she was always afraid of bees, and she started doing this very deep consciousness work with Dorothy and Zakiya, and this image of bees, bee energy, just kept coming to her again and again and again, and she couldn't get around it. And she said that in a way she felt that there were deep messages that the bees were trying to tell her. So I asked her, like, "The bees actually telling you this, these messages?" And she said, "No, through the energy of the bees, I felt that there was sort of a great sort of unfolding and a discovering of hidden messages." And she said the drum, when she bangs on the drum, if she sings into the drum, that she can sort of sense the messages coming through the drum from the bees. And I said, "Is it so? It's a bit of a portal, Christine." And she said, "Exactly." And one more little thing about that story, and I'm going to let Dorothy talk about these beautiful drums. I just thought it was so interesting. She said that she had always been scared of bees, and she found it interesting that now she said, quote, "I just want to be covered in bees." And she said she completes this transformation. But I said to her, and I thought it was insightful, if I must say so myself, that, you know, until we're ready to basically be in the light, we are on the other side of the light. And sometimes if a situation is about to give us a beautiful message, or there is a lighted experience about to happen, until we're ready for it, we may very well be on the other side of the light, which is in the shadow. And perhaps that fear was just awaiting until the time was right. So it seems the time is right for bees. So Dorothy, tell us a little bit about perhaps even this drum or the drums that you make, and why the drums with the animals.
Oh,
yeah,
The drums have been a very big part of, I would say, my spiritual unfolding. They've been great facilitators. One of the first drums I was asked to paint was a wolf drum. Mm. And I couldn't start it, and I couldn't start it, and I couldn't start it, and I didn't realize why. And then eventually I gained an understanding that if you're going to create a medicine drum, you really have to take on the medicine. You have to really understand and feel into the essence of what you're bringing forward through your artwork, and to create an image on a drum that's going to be used in you know, a spiritual way or in ceremony, or it's really going to be used to bring forward the essence of whatever is depicted on the drum, is it's kind of a big responsibility. And I eventually got over myself and was able to embrace the opportunity. And I remember this one morning, I woke up really early and I was just like, I got it, you know, and I just went down and created this wolf drum. So I've had many experiences with the medicine drums and creating them, and have created a really quite a number of them at this point, and have embraced the medicine of hawk and eagle and panther and white lion and serpent. And somebody had me do a rainbow trout that had come to them in a shamanic journey, which turned out to be a beautiful, beautiful drum. And so that's kind of the drum story. And every time I start one, I have a similar experience where I sit with the drum and really sometimes it feel kind of anxious, you know, in that, oh my gosh, can I really do this? And I sort of have to break through that with each drum, just really step into my knowing and power and let it sort of come evolve, let it just sort of come through me.
And sort of step into their power and knowing.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty profound that the very first drum that you created was Wolf, and Wolf is the teacher, and you learned a great lesson in that, you know, and so there you have it. You know, you've got the power of the animal, you know, in that exact experience, which is
pretty beautiful. And I find that I always, the first thing I paint are the eyes, and I have to wait until the eyes are perfectly perfect and are really speaking to me before I can create the rest of the drum.
Well, you must have had quite a time painting the eyes of bees. Goodness gracious.
I have to tell you that I creating that drum was such a joy, because the energy associated with it was so light and so pure. I just loved it.
Well, it was wonderful that we were having this conversation about bees, and I asked her to just give me a few words that she could come up with to describe bees, and she talked about, you know, organization and about being builders and the ways in which she will use this drum. And she's a healing practitioner, and she felt that she needed to almost create I wish I had her here. She wanted to build a sound studio that she was going to use the bees to inspire, not unlike a beehive, ways she could use that energy, use sound and healing and the actual architecture of the space. And the bees, she felt, were informing her of this architecture and the ways to build. And it's also new to her, but she's got stuff – new to her in that the drum is new to her, and she's got such reverence for the process that she really kept saying, you know, ask me this in a year, ask me this in a year, because you know, to her, really, there is much to be discovered. And isn't just what is so beautiful about this is there is so much to discover. I always want to bring it back to meditation. You know, there is so much to discover in meditation. So many of us think that meditation is sort of this break from our day. It's a time to turn your mind off. Not at all. It couldn't be more contrary. It's actually the time to tune in and tap in and turn on to this amazing sort of terrain that is the mind. And when we can blend that with the natural world, and we can take this sense of discovery and this sense of sort of a joy that life is complex, life is dynamic, and that there are messages and there are message keepers and message revealers all around us, goodness, our day becomes a living meditation. Again, it's living awareness. And I just think that's what excites me so much about meditation. And taking that off the mat is what excites me so much about the world around us. It's so cool.
I would like to say also to people out there who may be listening, who feel like they don't have an animal totem or aren't aware of any kind of spirit guides in that way, is to invite them in.
Yeah.
Just get put an invitation out there.
Yeah, when you go for a walk, right? Just say, yeah, join me, align with me. What's the word? Ally.
Ally with me. And come to me in dream time. Come to me in my meditative practice. Come to me in my daily life. And if something shows up, notice the times that it will continue to show up. Whether you see a face in a drawing, whether you, hear something that reminds you, it will evolve.
Beautiful words. Hey, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with more of these stones insights. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, Fun, Easy Drinks for a Healthier Family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio.
It's great to be back with you. And today we're talking with Dorothy Stone about the animal kingdom and ways in which they are our allies. This week on Spirit Fire's meditation practice, we are with the step asana or asana, which is your posture. How do you stand and what do you align yourself with? We've been talking with Dorothy about aligning to different energies, owl energy, to hawk energy, to different animal medicines and the various lessons and sort of insights and guidance they can give us. So I was doing a little research before the show, and I thought it was great that we see often people using gemstones and crystals, and we also have Bach flower remedies. We've got these animal spirit guide cards. I actually use them all the time. Every day I'll pull one in my left hand, and that's sort of what's happening inside of me, and I pull one in my right hand, and that's what's happening in the outside world and my relationship to other people. Almost every day I'll sort of pull these animal cards and just see what animals are speaking to me for the day and what I should align myself with. But I looked through the different kingdoms and found the qualities that are similar, and I found it to be just quite interesting. So for transformation, we've got this beautiful gemstone called citrine, which is a gorgeous yellow-green. And the Bach flower remedy is walnut and butterfly. So citrine, walnut, and butterfly, all three of those, animal, plant, and mineral, all speak to us about transformation. And if we were going to, if we were going through a great transformation in our lives, and we might want to call in butterfly medicine, we might want to pay attention that there's butterflies around us, that we're outside and a butterfly lands right in front of us on the table. We might want to just take a moment and pause and think, wow, the energy of this butterfly is showing to me. And that might be speaking to me that there's a transformation, that I might not even know it. Have you found that, Dorothy, where it's not even that we're asking to align with an animal, but that animals present themselves and it could be showing us what's to come or what we might not be noticing?
Yeah, absolutely. They show up in very magical ways. And when we're talking about paying attention, it's like seriously paying attention to see and hear and smell. You use our whole sensory awareness to really look closely at what is appearing around us in our life and in our world, and especially within the natural world. I was out for a run one time many years ago, and along a fairly deserted road by a lake, and ran out. And on my way back, right in front of me, and in the road, was this perfectly perfectly formed, like still warm, but not living, nighthawk, which was just in my path. And I was astonished, really, and I didn't actually even know what type of bird it was. I had to look it up, but I just really said, okay, I need to pay attention to this. So I took the bird, and I did ceremony with the bird and buried it and kept a feather and really gained a lot from that experience. So that's what I mean by paying attention.
Yeah.
To sometimes literally what is in our path.
Yeah, that's a message right there, literally in your path.
Yeah.
So a few more of these, rose quartz, white chestnut, and deer. I find it interesting that all three of those really hold the quality and essence of gentleness.
Yeah, it's a lot of heart energy.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful. So, you know, do we need to sort of focus in our heart? Do we need to allow life to happen without us asserting ourselves so much in it? You know, we could find that we might want to put rose quartz. Maybe we're seeing a deer. Maybe we're seeing a deer just very gentle, you know, a deer we're seeing deer in our lives all the time. We might want to bring rose quartz into our meditation where we have our meditation set up and bring the qualities to amp them up by bringing several different examples. I also found it interesting. Here's three that I found funny. Green, it's called green apophyllite. Have you ever heard of apophyllite?
Mm-hmm.
It's a stone, a beautiful stone, mustard and a skunk. I thought it was interesting that mustard as a Bach remedy is really about asserting oneself, like removing your mask and showing people who you really are. Mm-hmm. And a skunk is that as well. A skunk is about ego. You know, when a skunk walks in the room, we all really know, like, okay, watch out. You know, I know what's in my So I found it interesting that all three of those, you know, they hold this sort of clue to our identity, to being firm in our identity. So we really can just look at the world around us, and it's not limited to the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the gems and minerals. You, Dorothy, I know you use amethyst quite a bit in your healing practice, correct?
I do. I have an amethyst biomat that I use on my table, and amethyst, as you may know, is a superconductor, and the biomat generates far infrared light, and I find that it's very very powerful and a beautiful gemstone to work with.
And sort of I almost sense the quantum world again, where there's a transference of energy, maybe not even the amethyst energy, but it being a conductor and able to move that energy from system to system in a sort of quantum way.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, it's really been an interesting conversation. I have to say, when you mentioned Fox, there was a time in my life when I was about to change careers, and I knew the career change was coming. But I, you know, had some time left in my old career, and I really was just trying to, like, you know, not build too much with it, just be there. And foxes were showing up everywhere. Whenever I turned on the TV, it was a cartoon about the fox. I would see foxes in the strangest places on a drive. Just the word fox was coming up, and it was about camouflage. It was about having fun, but being able to go in and out. You know, my job knew I was leaving, but I didn't want a lot of people to know that I was changing careers. And I just wanted to sort of have fun in my last couple years and just play it out. And fox guided me how to do that, how to go in and out.
You're a little shapeshifter.
I'm moving from one career to the next, and it was playful and fun, and I really appreciated Fox being with me. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, really great the ways that we can use the animal kingdom. Well, Dorothy, it always goes so fast with you. This was just really such a joy to hear about your experiences and your amazing drums.
Thank you.
And if, just say by chance, someone's got an animal that's just so present in their lives and they feel like doing some drumming, is there any way that we could let people know that they could get in touch with you or see some of your work?
Oh, you could see some of my work on the SunRead Instrument site, sunread.com, or you could get in touch with me through the Center of Light, thecenteroflight.net.
Perfect. So that's SunRead, SunReed.
Yes.
And the Center of Light, just do a Google search for that. Mm-hmm. Dorothy and her partner, Zakiya Blackburn, they do just such amazing, amazing work. And it's always a treat to talk to you, Dorothy, and just have your energy in our presence. And we look forward to seeing you in person sometime soon. And
yeah, I hope so. Sometime soon.
Indeed. Well, you keep up the great work and keep calling those animal spirits in. And listeners, pay attention. You know, go outside. See, you know, is it a robin? Is it a fox? Is it a
Bear.
A bear.
And to know that the messages are everywhere. We just need to see them and hear them.
Living with awareness. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us
at spiritfireradio.com
to hear some old archived shows, to join us next week. And Tim and I will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.